talk about what you guys have done over this past week?
This past week has been a little bit tough, to say the least. I think we've, you know, traveled about a little bit, and we've also obviously gone through a couple different overtimes as well. I think physically we're a little bit drained, but I think mentally we're in the right spot. We've been, you know, dealing with adversity this whole entire season. We came together, a brand new team, and just kind of, you know, worked under Paul and gone through the double days and all the things that he's put us through. And I think we've been ready for this moment for a while. I think we're excited about making it to the championship, and now we're obviously excited about playing Bay Area.
Does what Sky Blue did last year, does that play any role in, you know, what we
can
do this?
It definitely does. I think, you know, we're kind of following in their footsteps a little bit. They obviously had three games just like us to make it to the championship, and they did it. So it's a little bit of a motivator to see that they could do it, and obviously hoping that we can do it now.
Talk about your season.
Personally?
Yeah.
Personally, I've just been a lot happier this year. I think last year wasn't, you know, very good for me on and off the field. I didn't perform well. You know, I wasn't happy with the way I was playing and my amount of playing time as well. And I think this year I'm just happier all around. And I firmly believe that if you're happier off the field, you're going to be happier on the field. And that's really what's happened. And under Paul Riley, he's really just boosted my confidence and made me into the player that I am this year.
You believe your game also has grown in terms of the kinds of runs that you make, the kind of things
that
you do? Oh,
yeah. My knowledge of the game has grown exponentially. I think under Paul and just playing in this league for now 2 years, you know, not being a rookie anymore and finally finding my groove, I think it's been very beneficial, and I've learned a lot.
Is the goal against Washington, is that the biggest goal of your career?
I don't know. That's a tough one to say. I mean, it was obviously so important for our team to get that goal. I think if, you know, I hadn't, we probably would have gone into PKs shortly after, and who knows what would have happened. So I'm glad that I was able to make the goal and get us to the second round against Boston.
And I guess PKs would have seemed kind of unfair considering how much you dominated that game.
Yeah, we definitely had the chance to win earlier, and if it had gone to PKs and had we lost, I think it would have been a big disappointment knowing, you know, we had so much of the game in our hands leading up to that.
I think a lot of people who maybe weren't watching as closely, and maybe some who were, the way you guys finished the regular season and then to go into that playoff game and dominate.
Yeah, the way we finished the regular season wasn't the way we wanted to. Obviously, we had a four-game losing streak. We weren't happy. We weren't finding our groove, and it took to get to the playoffs for us to finally start playing like the way we were earlier in the season. And I think once we, you know, started finding that again and getting that chemistry and that that flow back, I think that's why we were able to win and get these last two games under our belt.
At that point, when the losing streak began, although you hadn't qualified for the playoffs, it was pretty clear that you guys were going to go. Do you think maybe you guys eased off a little bit? Or
I mean, I hate that, you know, when you're winning, you kind of take your foot off the gas pedal. Or when you know you're in the playoffs, you take your foot off the gas pedal. That definitely was not our intention. And if anything, it was kind of like a subconscious thing. But I just think for us, we weren't finding that flow that we had in the previous, you know, 20 games. And I'm not sure what happened in those last four games of the season, but all I know is that we're focused now and we're ready for tomorrow.
Did you feel that flow immediately in the Washington game?
Yeah, and I think it wasn't just necessarily like a physical thing. It wasn't like we were just playing better. It was mentally we were in it and we were just feeling good, and I think that's what enabled us to play well.
Against Boston, obviously going into it, you hadn't won a game, although you seem to maybe have the edge in possession and in game flow throughout the season, and that paid off in the playoffs with a win. You haven't beat Gold Pride this season.
I know.
What is it that you have to do against them to get your first victory and first three-game win streak of the season?
Yeah, and like Boston, we had not beat them at all. We went 0-4 against them, and right now we're 0-3 against Bay Area. And Bay Area, to their credit, they're a great team defensively and offensively. They're going to be tough to beat tomorrow. I think the rest of today and even in the morning tomorrow, we're really going to have to hone in on focusing on what Paul Riley says, and we're going to have to go over some meetings with him and really just hit the playbook and follow, you know, what Paul wants us to do in the game tomorrow.
As a forward, you do your best work making aggressive runs off the ball with the 2 hours or 4 hours of soccer in 5 days, whatever it is. Do you maybe have to manage your energy a little bit early in this game, and if there's a ball that you think maybe you don't get to, you say, well, maybe I'll just let that one go and save it for later? Or do you
I think, like, when you
can't do it anymore?
When I think about the playoffs, I just think everyone steps up their game a little bit more. I don't imagine any of us tomorrow taking it easy or not going for a run or not, you know, making a chance out of something, you know, or, you know, whatever. I really honestly feel like in the playoffs, that's when you step your game up the most, and that's why you're paid to play.
No complaints on three games in a week with the playoff format? That seems to bother so many people.
It's tough, but I think it's made our minds really sharp. I think mentally we're focused and we're ready to play.
So you think it has actually helped you instead of hindered your performance?
I mean, I'm not sure. I've never been on the other side where I've had to wait 3 weeks for a game. So all I know is that, you know, we feel ready. You know, we've obviously come off two great wins. Our confidence is high. We're motivated, and we're just ready to take care of business tomorrow.
How about the 11:30 start time?
I think that'll be unique for us, but truthfully, our first game against D.C., that was a 2:30 start, which necessarily is
the
same time here with the change. So I don't think it's a big deal. I think we're going to be ready.
Have you talked to Kiki?
I have not, no. I talked to her last time we played here, but and she told me beat Boston. So I guess we did that, and now we're here.
Is it kind of special?
To be here?
To be, I mean, you're, the two of you were playing together back at Santa Margarita.
It is fun to be in the game and come across old players that you played against and or played with, and now you're playing against them.
And I mean, club ball, you may, because club ball is a certain level, but
right.
You know, and to have two players from a high school team playing in
yeah.
the championship game.
Yeah, it's unique, and I think she and I are obviously excited about it, and we both want to represent now our current teams and hopefully get the win tomorrow. So it'll be fun, and no matter what, she and I will be friends after the game.
And you'll talk after the game.
Of course.